What can you tell me about your more recent solo single, All This Time?
Well, that song actually was written up in Yellowknife about the breakup that I had. And it was just, I was 30 and I was on my own for the first time. I was single for the first time in my life, pretty much, because I'd been in relationships, you know, one after the other. I'd had three sort of long-term relationships, one after the other, since high school. And so, yeah, I was single for the first time, but I was pining and I was trying to figure out how I was going to actually live my life without a partner in it, without specifically Roger in it. And yeah, at the time it flowed out and it was a pretty easy song to write.
Do you feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
It's just a really great question, actually, because I feel that different parts of me are most in their element when I'm doing all three. So like my introverted self and my quiet self and my wiser self, my higher self, it would be when I'm writing. I definitely feel like I'm in that element most strongly. I guess recording, I feel like I'm home when I'm recording. I just feel like I could be doing it all day without, I don't need to take a break. I mean, I could just, I love it. I love it so much. I love recording, and not just my own stuff. I love recording harmonies for people. I love the magic of recording. And then I do love the connection with people when I'm on stage, and I love the magic that comes with that as well. And the heart connection that I get with people. And I love touring and meeting different people. And so that's a really, really great question. It's a hard one to pick.
You were awarded Vocalist of the Year at the Vancouver Island Music Awards in 2014, and you've received many other award nominations, both as a solo artist and with your collaboration, She Could Be Trouble. Your music's been featured on CBC North's Homemade Jam and the Vinyl Cafe with Stuart McLean, and you've shared a stage with Serena Ryder, Jake Owens, The Sojourners, among many others. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you feel the most proud?
Ooh, another great question. I think, well, I'm really proud of releasing my first CD for sure, The Lost Tapes, because I think a lot of that hesitation was a bit of, you know, afraid to shine my light, a bit of self-sabotage, or, you know, not sure I wanted to step into my gift. And so I'm really glad that I did that, because I think that helped me to realize that I do need to be singing, and I want to share this with people and just keep writing and keep playing. But I do also think I'm really quite proud of my last trio that I had, the She Could Be Trouble. We did accomplish quite a lot in a short period of time, and I'm proud of our CD that we released. And it was quite an intense thing and an intense ride to get that out. We had done a 2-month tour where we basically played every night, and right after that, within 3 days, we came home and we went over to the studio and we recorded that entire album live off the floor in 13 hours. Well, the whole process took 19 hours, which is why we called the album 19 hours. But it was really hard. You know, we were giving everything we had from the bottom of the barrel, and you know, we exhausted ourselves. And I mean, one of my band members, Christy, she was actually sick from after the tour, and we still went into the studio with her being sick, and you know, she just gave it all. And we had a bit of a time crunch going on because we had a summer full of festivals, and we had only this period, this day, 2 days to get this album recorded, and we did it. And I'm really, really proud of that. And I'm proud of the album, and I'm proud of all of the shows that we did together, and the people that we met, and the people who really enjoyed what we were shining out at them, I guess I would say, because I really thought we had a great thing going on and a great band. So yeah, I guess I don't know what I'd be most proud of. You're asking some amazing questions, I have to say. I love it. I might actually journal on some of these later.
Oh, wonderful. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
What's on the horizon for you musically in the new year?
Well, this is a first for me for the last several, many years, actually. I didn't book a fall tour. This past year, I've been touring with Luke Blue Guthrie, and we've been having a great time and backing each other on each other's original music and sort of as a duo, which has been really fun. I booked us a spring tour, but I didn't book us a fall tour, and I left it open, and sort of not knowing why, but I did just lose my best friend suddenly two months ago, and so that's been a huge process for me, and I realize in hindsight the universe is sort of preparing me for that, I guess, and I see why now I haven't booked anything. But so this will be a winter of writing, just writing and processing a lot of songs. I do also have a whole album of music and songs that I'd like to record. So that, hopefully, that'll be something that I will be able to do this winter, this spring, because I've got a lot of really, really beautiful stuff that I'd love to share, and just sort of, they're like my little children, you know, they're like babies. I don't know how to explain it, but songs are like, they're ready to be born. They're ready to go off and do their thing. And I think once they can be recorded, they kind of just, they're able to go off and fly off on their own and become their own little entities. And so I've got these little beings inside of me that are like, come on, let us out.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of these new births?
I do. It's my first and last name, brodydawson.com.
I'd like to take us out with one of your She Could Be Trouble songs.
Great, yeah.
What can you tell me about I'm Moving On?
Okay, well, that was a great song that I wrote about breaking up. Actually, no. I have a funny theme, and a lot of them are about not trusting and breaking up. I've been in off and on, my partner and I, and my husband and I now, we've been married 9 years, and we've been living separately for 3. And it's the thing that saved our marriage, because we've had a lot of incredible challenges, and that's like a whole book that could be written. But a lot of that, my songs are based on that. And so that song was written based on that relationship. And it was a good catalyst for us. And it was when we were living apart. But we've maintained our relationship even though we've been living apart, and it's been the best thing for us. It's sort of saved our marriage, actually. It just flowed out. Actually, that was another song that sort of just flowed out in a couple of days. And it's kind of a fun one. I think a lot of people really connect with that song. A lot of people really find it speaks to them.
Wonderful. Brody, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me, May.
Getting tired of waiting on you. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting tired of spending my days holding on and being strong. I wish that I could finally be free of this pain that's making me stay. I'm so tired, so tired of moving on. Well, you say that you wanna be free, and you pray that I'll keep on believing. And I know that it might not be right, but this full tank of gas is calling my name, and I'll be leaving by the morning light. Getting tired of waiting on you. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting tired of spending my days holding on and being strong. I wish that I could finally be this pain that's making me stay. So tired, so tired of moving on. Well, I don't know what the future holds, but I'll keep moving until it all unfolds. I just can't stay here. has made it all too clear. Getting tired of waiting on you. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. I'm getting tired of spending my days holding on and being strong. I wish that I could finally be free of this pain that's making me stay. I'm so tired, so tired of moving on. Well, take me in your arms and make it all right. 'Cause I don't wanna lose this feeling I'm feeling here tonight. But I'm getting tired of waiting on you. I'm moving on, I'm moving on. Tired.